Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Absolutely love it when some of the tennis majors come around and we always catch up with our man Sky Sports, Barry Cowan. Morning, Barry.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
And to yourself. And it always feels a bit of a marker for me when the Australian Open starts. It's almost like the start of the year of sport to me. I absolutely love the Aussie Open.
Yeah, it's a fantastic major. And anyone who hasn't been down to Melbourne should go down there and catch the tennis. It's a totally different type of atmosphere to Wimbledon. Wimbledon's obviously still my favourite slam, but Australia brings different type of magic. The weather obviously helps. Although in Melbourne, they always say that, you know, they can get all four seasons in one day. Mm. And with that, it can be a real test for the players because yesterday was 37 degrees. Today is a little cooler. Then you can get the wind can be a huge factor. But no, it's a great start to the year. And it comes around very quickly after, only seemed a couple of days ago that Murray was playing Djokovic in that battle for number one.
Yeah, absolutely. And then he's had a month in Florida getting himself absolutely sort of brutally worked into shape for the new season. You talk about the temperatures and things. I know we spoke when the US Open was taking place. It was freak temperatures there. Is it a similar sort of environment or is it not quite as severe?
Well, the one thing that, Australia is difficult with the heat, but it is just the heat. You don't get the humidity. Where New York can be excruciatingly hot and unbelievably humid. So that double whammy for me makes it a lot harder. But I remember one year I went to Australia and I only arrived the day before because I was playing a tournament in India and I had to walk down to the court. As I was walking to the court, I felt shattered. It was 40 degrees.
Oh.
So there's no, you cannot, there's no hiding place when it's hot. It's thorough preparation. And, you talked about Murray being in Miami, a couple of weeks before Christmas with his preseason training. The players absolutely have to do that because if they don't, there's so many good sharks in the sea that will bite you. So someone like Andy's in great shape, as are most of the other players. And that's what we seem to get now in the men's game, especially, I think also the women's game, is the fitness levels every single year, they're taking it to the next level.
We all saw the pictures yesterday with Andy Murray holding up his water bottle, and this sort of this exemplifies it, doesn't it? He was having a bit of
a great moment, wasn't he, about the
water bottle. What's wrong with this water bottle? Yeah. The thing that was wrong was he didn't know how much water was in it, and the reason he was bothered was why, Andy? Barry, sorry.
Well, it's actually a YouTube thing, isn't it? If you're unsure what we're talking about, just go to YouTube and just click Murray water bottle. Yeah, at different temperatures, he has to drink a certain amount of water. And I remember, I think it was in New York, maybe he drank too much and he got cramps in his stomach. So the attention to detail is phenomenal. But that's what those guys are fortunate to have that, but they've earned that. They're the top players in the world who earn a lot of money, but they invest in their tennis. No stone unturned. Djokovic, with the lengths that he's gone with his diet, the gluten-free and traveling with a chef and just to try and help him become a better athlete.
Now, the Brits are doing pretty well as we go into round two. Cal Edmund through. Next up, he faces Pablo Carreño. Dan Evans is on court at the moment. He's just lost the first set to Marin Cilic. And Joe Contra, of course, seems to be taking the tennis world by storm. It's great to see the Brits coming to the fore.
We've had a sensational start 2017. And all the names that you mentioned, and you didn't mention Murray making file in Doha. He wasn't one of the few times wasn't on the back pages in terms of the British successes that we've had. And you're absolutely right. What Conta did last week was nothing short of sensational. Mm. The way she played in the semi-final and especially in the final, just absolutely bulldozing Radvanska off in the final. And not many players have been able to do that. Serena Williams at times has struggled to consistently play as good a tennis as that against Radvanska. So the big step now for Conta, we know that she is firmly established in the top 10. We know that she can get big wins, but can she come back after last week where she won her biggest title and be able to reproduce the same sort of tennis? She's got a tough draw. We talk about youngsters, Murray playing Rublev. She plays Osaka, and this girl is going to be good, Steve. She really has got some game. She's got an edge to her. She's a, sort of a Japanese with a bit of American influence, played quite a bit in America. And I really think that she's a star of the future. So that's something to keep our eye on tomorrow, as it is with Kyle Edmund. You know, another good start to the year that he's had, quarterfinals in Brisbane. And, you know, he's going to continue to develop. And I think a match, actually, that is 50-50 against Karina Buster. Difficult one to call.
Some brilliant games coming up. Look, give us a prediction on this. Will Andy Murray go all the way? It seems like Novak Djokovic has dug deep and found something a little bit more that he hasn't had in the past 6 months. Is it going to be a final between these two, and who would come out on top?
Well, absolutely, logic would suggest that. They're the best two players in the world. They are a level ahead of everyone else. Vavrinka is the wild card. Who knows? Struggled to win his first round, but the longer he goes, the very wary that Andy and Djokovic will be of the sort of level that he can play. I mean, three Grand Slam finals, he's won all three. But for me,
he's on Andy's side, isn't he, of the draw?
Yeah. I mean, for me at the moment, Djokovic has the edge. He is my favourite, because the way he played in Doha, I thought, not necessarily the fact that he beat Murray, but the way he played, the way he was mentally, the little sparkle is back. And what we shouldn't forget, I mean, you know, Andy deservedly is number one in the world. But in that 6 months that he was dominating, he only beat Novak once. And that's my question mark. And he didn't beat him in a Grand Slam final. And Novak has you know, sort of dominated him in the bigger matches in the last couple of years. I mean, it is a very difficult one to call, but you want me to go for my pick, and I've slightly gone with Djokovic.
Radio City Talk Breakfast. The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.